Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor John Lekumsky. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews 7, 23 through chapter 8, verse 13. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Now, the point is what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." And speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The author of Hebrews forces me to face something I'd just as soon forget. The reason there are so many people like me, that is, priests, pastors, elders, whatever your church may call their clergy, is because we eventually must be replaced. As Hebrews says, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. I know the reason why all clergy must die, and why you will die as well. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." As a younger man, I thought I would get better in time. Now, as an older man, I realize I still have the same selfishness, anger, lust, and doubt that I ever had. Maybe even more of the doubts. However, Hebrews tells us Jesus is different. He holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Oh, not that Jesus didn't die like us. He did die. Not for his sins, but he offered himself up for our sins, as it says in Hebrews 7:27. He rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and, again, quote, always lives to make intercession for us, Hebrews 7:25. The fact that Jesus continues forever is important to the promise that closed our text, a promise so important that the author of Hebrews repeats it twice in his book here and also Hebrews chapter 10. Furthermore, this promise is also recorded in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. God speaks and promises, I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. The first promise about mercy is not surprising. Mercy is getting what you don't deserve. So we who deserve the wages of sin get what we don't deserve, forgiveness of sin. Again, this is the result of the work of our high priest Jesus, the one who, as we heard before, always lives to make intercession for us. However, it's the next statement that blows me away. Not only God is merciful toward our iniquities, but he remembers them no more? Now, I can remember the sins that I committed in grade school. I'm not going to tell you what they were, but I remember them. Yet the all-knowing God does not. This is confirmed powerfully in the story of the final judgment in Matthew 25. There you and I also stand with Jesus at the right hand of God to be judged. And he doesn't mention a single one of the many things we have done wrong. Apparently, he doesn't remember. There is a tiny three-letter Greek word at the end of this promise of God, little but of utmost importance, eti, translated in the English as no more. It means God will never remember our sins, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Why? Because as the text said at the start, Jesus, our high priest, continues forever. He makes intercession for us in the past, he makes intercession for us now, and will make intercession for us to eternity. It's good to remember our sins and repent. Better to believe God never remembers our sins. Best to know Jesus continues forever, and we will too. Oh, we will die, but like Jesus, we too will rise. Because as Hebrews promises, Jesus always lives to make intercession for us. Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.